Okay, today we're supposed to get to the end of a sugya, for real. So, whatever happens, we're going to do that. But I want to start off with the kasha that we ended here with yesterday. It was something that I found was very sort of surprising, creative kind of idea in the Tesla in Paris. Paris was speaking at these two studies of Yish and Shini Rishus. He was going with what we've been calling the Ramban Pshat, and he says that's the correct Pshat. That it's not a combination of Yish plus Shini Rishus. The Kenyan is Yish. Shini Rishus is because Yish only works for some people, not for others. And the purpose of the Shini Rishus is to get it into the hands of someone for whom Yish will work. It needs to be Beateras the other day. That's not going to work for the Ganav, so it's got to go to somebody else. That's why we need Shini Rishus. But the Kenyan is Yish for somebody else. For the guy in the second Rishus, Yehu shall help. That's Ramban's Pshat. Rabbi Nuparit says it also. But then Rabbi Nuparit adds, he says, if you would learn the other Pshat, what's the other Pshat? That Shini Rishus is like it sounds like. It's a Shinui. It's one of the kinds of Shinui, just like Shinui Mites is a Shinui, and Shinui Hashem is a Shinui. Shinui Rishus is also a Shinui. What's the Hezber? How is Shinui Hashem? How is Shinui Rishus a Shinui? I sell the Hefetz to you, but I'm not changing the Hefetz. So there's a lumdus to it. The lumdus is that who owns the Hefetz goes into the identity of the Hefetz. The fact that it's Tura Deruvain, that's part of what it is. What do you call this thing? Tura Deruvain. So then if it becomes Tura Deshimain, so now I call it something different. So in that sense, you could call Shinui Rishus a Shinui. It's a shinui, it's a sibba to be kaina, it's just not sufficient to be kaina. Yiyush is also a sibba to be kaina, but it's not sufficient to be kaina because we don't pass like rabbi, right? Yiyush could be like honey. If you put the two of them together, you have two partial sibba, see that they'll be kaina. So that was what we called the Rambam's Pshat, and right, the Ksais was Vedaik and the Rambam, then we made a diuk that Rashi learned that way, but Rabbi Peretz Tainas, that if you're going to learn that way, then why do you need the Shini Rishus from the Ganav to the Lekeach? What's wrong with the Shini Rishus from the Bailim to the Ganav? If you're going to think of it as Shinui, so Shinui always means that it's different than it was in the hands of the Ganav, of the owner. In Kain Shaganav Yachzer, I stole Eitzim. So if they're still Eitzim, I have to give them back. But if now they're Kalim, Eitzim, I saw in Kalim. If now they're Kalim, then I don't have to give them back. Because Kalim is not what I stole. I don't have to give back what I stole. So if you're going to call the change from Tura Deruvain to Tura Deshimain a change, and it takes away from the Kain Shaganav, so what I stole was Tura Deshimain. And now, by me, it's Tura Deganav. So that Gufa is a Shinui. And let that's a little Shinui, and then if there's a Yish, I'll have a Yish and Shinui Rishus, and I'll be kind of, why do we need another Shinui? You don't need two Shinuis. If Shinui Rishus is a Shinui, then if we need what the Paiskim call, what the Gemara calls Shinui Rishus, what you're really saying is that we need two Shinuis. So Rabbi Nefer says, that's very fair. If Alamdus was that Shinui Rishus is a Shinui, then the first Shinui Rishus should have been sufficient. He leaves that as a kasha. He doesn't give any names. He just says that it's a riot. You can't learn that pshat. But we know that Rashi does learn that pshat. We said Rashi three times right here on this Amud says that the lekeach is painted with tarti, the yish shinui shus. That means the shinui shus is a shinui and it contributes to the kinyan. It's a sivas hakinyan. So then on Rashi, it's fair. Why do you need to be mashana from the ganav to somebody else? From the ba'al to the ganav, that also be a shinui. And the Rambam also, in the Rambam, from the fact that he says that the Shinui Rishus can come before the Yish, doesn't have to come after the Yish. Al Karach is not learning like the Ramban's Lamdus and Rabbeinu Peretz's Lamdus. That the reason why it's kind is because Beteiru Asliyadei. So Al Karach is learning that Shinui Rishus is a Shinui, and it's a Sibet to be kind of. So on him also, we have this Kasha. So why isn't the Geneva itself a good Shinui Rishus? So I saw one possibility, I saw a suggestion that's based on, it's based a little bit on, there's a hakir from the Kavna Rav, in Dvar Avram Chelik Gimel, Siman Lamed Aleph, if you want to take a look over there. But he says it a certain way, we're saying, he really gives the basis for this hakira Oh, we're saying it. I don't know. The way it seems to make more sense to me, like exactly, is the opposite way around. But I'm going to say over this pshat that maybe it's taloi on the two makaris that we brought for Shimon. From where we learn that Shimon is kainan. So we keep on saying Rava Amar Shimon kain ksiva v'tanina, and he brings the pasuk of. That's what Rabbi said on Daf Samach Vav. That's what Rav Chista said on Daf Samach Zayin. That's a makar that Shinui is kinda. But as you may remember, it's not the earliest makar that Shinui is kinda. Long before Rabbi or Rav Chista, we had in the Machlokes of Hillel and Beis Shammai. They were not talking about Hilchos Gneiv and Gezeil and Kinyanin, they were talking about Esnan Asra Teira. But in the parish of Esnan, it says, Hein V'lei Shinui Yehem, and Beis Hillel darshins from there, that if Aisha gets Chitin as an Esnan, and she makes it into Seiles, the Seiles is allowed to be brought as a carbon. Which means that Shinui makes it a Chifetz Acher. And like Taisa said, back to Taisa Samach Vavu Beis, Taisa said, what does that have to do with price of tea in China, really, that has nothing to do with kinyonim. And he says, yeah, but it's a vert of same chepes or different chepes. And you see over there that once something is a different chepes, the dinim go off. I'm sorry, Rabbi, it's not a chayim in bays. That's a little bound over here. Heichim edam ma'inyin etznan etzel shinui v'yeshleimah. That if Shinui is kaina, then it should also be matir by an esnan. The choshev ka'acher, the ein ze oisei shebol liyode v'teres esnan. It's not the same. If she got wheat and she made it into flour, so this flour is not the same chefetz that she got. So it's not the same chefetz that the din esnan was chal on. And therefore, there shouldn't be an isur esnan on this. And if Chayyid is saying that it's a dinhu, that it's logical that you could compare Esnan to Gneva. So what does that mean? That if the din was chal on a certain animal, on a tleh, and now it's not a tleh, it's an ayal, so it won't have that same din. The din will go off, because that din wasn't chal on the tleh. What din are we talking about? By Esnan, the din is... Right, loy savi beis hashem alihecha. Right, you're not allowed to bring it out of the carpet. That din of loy savi was chal on chitim, and now I have seilas. Seilas is not chitim. The din of loy savi was never chal on the seilas, so it's allowed to be brought as a carbon. What din was chal on the gneva that was saying was only chal on the tzla, not on the aisle, only on the eitzim, and not on the kelim? The din of hashava. Hashavat hagneva or gzeila. That chi was chal on one chavis, and now that chavis is gone. There's a different chavis. This other chavis doesn't have that din. That's what we learn from Esther, from Heim Vilei Shinui Yehem. That, if that's where you're learning Shinui from, then it should be totally not on what you stole, but on what got the chi of Hashava, which is a second after you stole it. The kolzman that it was in Reuven's house, there was no chi of Hashava. The chi of Hashava came after the Geneva. Shimon took it, now it's in Shimon's house, then there's Chal Chiv Hashava. So then, if I want that Chiv Hashava to go off, because, oh, this is a different Chavis than the one that got the Chiv Hashava, obviously it's got to be a Shinu that happens after the Geneva. So then Rav Chaim Peres is wrong. Right? Then obviously you can't say that the Shinu is the Geneva itself. That Shinu happened before the Chiv Hashava was Chal, then the Chiv Hashava was Chal. If you want the Chiv Hashava to go off, you got to change it again. You have to make something different than what got the Chiv Hashava. So if we learn that the Lumbus was, that the Limud is from Esnan, then the Rambam is not sure. On the other hand, if you learn that the Limud is from Asher Gazal, so then in Kein Shagazal Yachzir, that's where Rabbeinu Peres was talking about. In Kein Shagazal Yachzir, so then it's mistaber that it should be totally on what you stole, what it was Beveis Habaylim. If it's different now than what it was Beveis Habaylim, so then it should be, shouldn't have Chiv Hashava. The Baruch over there is talking about, if you have he's not talking about the Shini Rishus, Rabbeinu Peretz, his Kasha. He didn't have Rabbeinu Peretz, and I don't know if anybody brought up this Kasha, but other than Rabbeinu Peretz. But he's talking about a case where you have a shinui maisa, but punkt, it happens to be that the shinui happens at exactly the same time as the maisa geneva. How would that be? So there's a case. It's really there's a case where it's built in. It's going to have a taste of the lulav hagazel in the gemara that we mentioned once before about the avankari with the. People were cutting down the hadassim that they were selling. The goyim were selling hadassim from stolen land. And the Gemara talks about the possibility that... The Gemara talks about being cutting a shina. Toises over there as the kasha, let the cutting be a shina. And we're not going to go into that sugya and into any of the cheshbonis, but I'm just going to be the case. Toises as the kasha, let the cutting be the shinui. Now... The whole Gemara is working over there with the assumption that karka ain't an exelus. So kol zman that it's a piece of land, or it's mechubah l'karka, as long as mechubah l'karka is considered like karka, it doesn't have any dini gezela. You can't even have a maisa gezela on land, or on anything that's mechubah l'karka. So if I come and I steal your farm, and I did it 10 years ago, and then there's a plant growing over there, I haven't done a maisa gezela yet. When I cut that plant off, that's the Maisa Geneva. Because karka is not subject to Geneva. Metaltalin has all this Geneva. So when I cut it off and it becomes metaltalin, that's when my Maisa Geneva is chal. And Toisvis asks, let the cutting off gufa be a shinui. So the covenant Rav says, what I have over here is a case where the Geneva and the shinui happen bevasachas. So he clears this chakira. Should that be... Should that be called a shinui, or is that not called a shinui? Tesis that's called a shinui, and he sort of challenges that mehechatesi, and such a thing would be called a shinui. He gets into that chakira, and he says that perhaps it's totally on these two limudim. Now, the strange thing is that the way he wants to make it totally on the two limudim is exactly the opposite of the way that I just said it over to you. I am Shom, you can take a look. I don't really get the way that he says it, but... I don't know, I think it seems to make sense the way that we're saying now, at least for our context. But based on what he's suggesting over there, we could say over here that Lafi the Jerusha Basha Gotham in Paris is right, but Lafi the Jerusha from Esnan, his Kasha is not right, and then the Rambam is Nicha. Now, that's not really a Teretz, because we still have to work, okay, so what, you know, so which one is it? What's the Rambam going to do with the Jerusha Basha Gotham? It's a Pesach. It's an opening. You know, then you need to go on and say something to the effect that even though Taka the Gemara brings down the drasha of Asher Gazal and Asher Gazal wouldn't be mashed that way, but if Esnan is the Iker drasha and Asher Gazal maybe it's just meant as a Haysafa. Remember, Tosfos on Tamach Hei said, "What do I need Asher Gazal for if I better have Esnan?" And Tosfos says that from Asher Gazal from Esnan, I wouldn't know a Shini Achayz. I would think only a Shini Achayz. So Asher Gazal comes here, Maitz v'Shini Achayzer. So maybe if that's Pshat or something along those lines, or even the Ksais who said that from Esnan I wouldn't have known that it works even though it's Amar Rahman Leisav, that's why I need Asher Gazal. But anything along those lines that sort of the base halacha is learned from the drasha by Esnan, and then Asher Gazal needs to come into be Marachev to expand the halacha. So maybe then you could say that when we don't go with the Gederim that would follow from Asher Gazal, if there's already a foundation of a Hilchas Shinui that comes from the Drosh of Esnan, and then Asher Gazal comes to expand it, so it's mistaber that it means to expand it with the Gedarim that would be built into the Din Aslan from Esnan. Maybe that's the way to put it together. I'm not sure. But Al Kaponim, there's a Pesach at least, based on this idea that the Drosh of Esnan, Rabbeinu Peretz's Kasha was a mistaber de Kakasha. If you learn the drasha from Asher Gazal, but if you learn the drasha from Esnan, then for Kerut, the svara is just the opposite of Rabbeinu Peretz, and that's a Pesach to be the tariyos, the Rambam and Rashi. Okay, now there's another kasha on this sheet of the Rambam and Rashi that we haven't talked about that I want to just mention very quickly. A kasha that some of the Persian, Shmack Kasha. And also, it's kedai to learn just to think through carefully why it's a kasha dafka on the Rambam and Rashi, not on the other shita. Remember, the Gemara over here, right, Rav Zvid, at the end of the Gemara, right before the two dots, Rav Zvid talks about Yishvashini Rishos. And it's an unusual case, right? Loidus Yaishu began in there, only this Yaishu in the hands of the Likeach. So, as Rabbeinu Peretz pointed out, it's a Shini Rishus. It's a Yish that comes after the Shini Rishus. And the Gemara, the simple meaning of the Gemara, and Rashi confirms this, Rashi learns that the Gemara means to say that really would qualify as a Yish Shini Rishus, and from there we would die from Rashi. Rashi was like the Rambam, it doesn't matter what the order is. As a matter of fact, I didn't mention this yesterday, but if you take a look on that Rambam, the Lecha Mishnah, on the Rambam says that from this Gemara it's a Makur to the Rambam. The Rambam says that Yish Shini Rishus doesn't matter which order. How do you know that? The Gemara, all the time about Yish Shini Rishus, 99% of the time of the Gemara talks about Yish Shini Rishus, is always first Yish and then Shini Rishus. Where did the Rambam get this Chiddush, even if it's Shini Rishus and then Yish? And so it's going to say, the Lecha Mishnah says, you see it in this Gemara. And because the Gemara says, V'loi Teima, and he speaks that without saying that Rashi says this, but he just thought that was a simple reading of the Gemara. We're calling it Rashi because we saw that Lamaisa Chases are, Chases are inherits, argues it. It's not the only way to read the Gemara. But the Lecha Mishnah says, look, that's what it says in the Gemara. It says, V'loi Teima, that the reason why you're praying is because of Yish Shini Rishus. And the Gemara means, because since we're going according to Rav, that Yish alone is kindness, so you don't need to come on to the fact that there's a Shini Rishus. But there is a Shini Rishus here. It alludes to you held Yish wasn't kindness, and you did have to come on to Yish Shini Rishus. You would have to hear Yish Shini Rishus. That's what it says in the words of Leit Damas. So the Mishnah Melech says that this Gemara is referred to the Rambam. So the Ha'ara is, this Gemara is going to leave it to Beis Shammai. Why do I say it's going to the Jewish Shammai? Remember, we're in the middle of a complicated Shaka Vitaria. Case 1, case 2, case 3. The Gemara started off, case 2 is a cash on Rav, case 1 is a cash on Rav. Came along Rav, and Rav said, yeah, but you can't take this price at face value, because look at case 3. Case 3 doesn't make any sense, because it says that Gun of the Tovach, he's Chayav Dal Vahey, and then Barak from a Gun Boy, Levi comes and steals it from Shimon, he's only Chayav Karen. Why is he only Chayav Karen? Obviously, because the person that he's stealing it from is not a Beis Ha'ish, he's not a real Bailam. Why isn't he Bailam? Why wasn't he Kaina? You see, he wasn't Kaina. Obviously, if he's saying that Levi only pays Karen, that means that Shimon wasn't Kaina. What did Shimon do? He took a cow and he shechted it. A Shinui definitely is. So there's a Shinui over here. So Rabbi said, but Shinui for sure should be Kaina. So the Brisa doesn't make any sense. And Rabbi therefore said that you have to change around the Brisa and switch around what it says in number 3 and number 2, number 2 and number 3. That was Rabbi's whole plan. Came along with Papa and said no. Your kasha on the end of the price is not shver because hamani veshamani. The reason why Shinui wasn't kaina in the sefer of the price where he shechted it and the price says, but still he wasn't kaina, that's because it's going like veshamani. Okay, so then there's no basis for us to go switching around what it says in 3 with number 2 with number 2 with number 3. So then all the kashas come back because now the price, now from case number 2, you see that we're talking after Yish. And yet all the prices seem to, all the lines in the prices seem to indicate that the Yish wasn't kaina. Came along with Zvin, and he says, yeah, we're talking there was a Yish, but the Yish only happened later, not earlier. Shini Rishus came before the Yish, right? That was Rav Zvin's Shugal Torah. But he was working with Rav Papa's Pshat and the Braisa, that the Braisa is Veshamai. That Shchit is not Kaina, because Veshamai, Shini Vim Kamayayne. And yet, in that Gemara, like the Mishnah Malach says, you see at the end of that Gemara, that Yish v'Shini Rishus is Kaina no matter which order. Shini Rishus v'Achach Yish is also Kaina. Now, we said that if Shini Rishus v'Achach Yish is Kaina, that means that Shini Rishus is a Shinui. It's working with the lumbus of Shinui. But the Kasha is, but if it's working with the lumbus of Shinui, then it shouldn't work according to Beis Shammai, because Beis Shammai doesn't hold of Shinui. Only Mizil holds of Shinui. Now, usually we ignore Beis Shammai, right? All the Mishnayos and Braises and members and Gemaras are all going not according to Beis Shammai. But this Gemara, Rav Zvid, is working with a pshat and a bride that's going to leave the Beis Shammai. I'll leave the Beis Shammai, then Yish v'Shini Rishus shouldn't be kaina. B'shlom l'fi the Ramban and Rabbeinu Peretz. And all the Rishonim, right? The majority of the Rishonim. The Tosafot and Sukkah speaks it out, but it's the pashas of most Rishonim. That the pshat in Yish v'Shini Rishus is that it's not Shini Rishus as in it's a Hilchas Shini, it's a kind of Shini. Shini Rishus just means that it's got to be in someone else's hands other than the Ganav, because for the Ganav, Yish isn't Kainah, but for everybody else, Yish is Kainah. So really, Yish Shini Rishus means Yish is the Kenyan. Just get it into someone else's hands so that the Yish could be Kainah. then fine. It has nothing to do with the parasha of Shinui. It has nothing to do with Hilcha Shinui. There's no reason why Beis Shammai should be given the Mesillah. Then the fact that it's Beis Shammai isn't a problem. Beis Shammai is no less compatible with the Yishu Shinui Rishus than anybody else is, if you hold like the Rambam. But if you hold like Rashi and the Rambam, that Yishu Shinui Rishus could be in either order. Why? Because it's B'tarti Kamulei, it's like Tarti. Because the Shinui Rishus contributes to the Kenyan. Because the Shinui Rishus is also a kind of a Shinui. Well, if it's a kind of a Shinui, that means that it's working with Hilchas Shinui. But then it shouldn't work according to Beis Shammai. So how can Rav Zvid say such a pshat on the Brice if he's once the Brice, does that sound like Beis Shammai? That's the kasha that it's the second kasha of the day, big kasha on the Rambam and Rashi. And this Gemara is supposed to be the makar for the Rambam Shiddur. That's what the Mishnah says. But this Gemara Gufa is very shver. The Gemara is talking about Yishuv Shini Rishus in a Brice that was established as going according to Beis Shammai. Then how can you tell me that Yishuv Shini Rishus works with the Lamedus of Shinui? Beis Shammai doesn't hold it a whole lamedus of Shinui. So, okay, that's a kasha. It's a tzarech iyun. The only thing that I'll say is you know, maybe a, again, like a Pesach, a suggestion that perhaps could be worked with, is that over here, it's together with Yiyush. And maybe Beis Shammai is moida that together with Yiyush, Shinui would be koina. Now, I can't say that that's such a promising direction, because remember, Beis Shammai started in Hilchas Esnan. Right? You know, it's not even a Geneva Dikadin. But even so, it's maybe not impossible to say that when Beis Shammai said they learned from Gam, L'Rabbi Shinu Yehem, so it's not that they reject Beis Hillel's idea entirely. Beis Hillel said that when a chayfetz changes, it's a new chayfetz. Pasha, you might learn, and Beis Shammai say, go jump in the lake, there's no such thing, new chayfetz. The wheat was made into flour, it's a new chayfetz? Where do you think the flour came from? It came from that wheat. Of course it's the same chayfetz. There's no such thing as a new, it's a law of conservation of matter. There are no new chayfetzes in the universe. They reject the whole idea that there's something new over here. That's one way you can learn. But maybe that's not what they mean. No, maybe Beis Shammai agree that Beis Hillel have a good point. This is a new chayfetz. It's not the same chayfetz that got the din of Esnan. So maybe it shouldn't have this Isser, but Beis Shammai just told, but Afal Pi Kein, it does. Because the Torah, after all, Beis Shammai learned from a pasuk, Gam, Rabbi Shinu Yehem, that the new chayfetz also has that din. In other words, they're moide that there's a siba for the din to change, but they just hold that siba is not sufficient. And it's perhaps mashma that way from the fact that the Gemara does bring a pasuk to it's a little bit shver, whichever way you learn. And the Gemara saying, when you learn that Gemara, there's something a little bit strange. Beis Hillel says that Shinui is Kaina, they learn it from Haim. Beis Shammai say that Shinui is not Kaina, they learn it from Gam. So, what would have been the din if there was no Pasuk? Usually when somebody learns something from Gzeres HaKasov, so we make a deal, oh, but if not for the Pasuk, it would have been the opposite. So over here, Beis Hillel learns from Haim, V'loi Shinui Yehem, that Shinui makes a difference. So what would they have done without the Pasuk? Sounds like they held that Shinui wouldn't make things different. Beis Shammai learned from the pasuk of Gam that Shinui is not kind. It sounds like that's why they were thinking that Shinui is kind. So it's a little bit of a stira. I'm not sure what to make of that. Maybe each one needs his lohitzi from the other one. So what that would mean is that Beis Shammai is that's a moida, at least after Beis Hillel made their drush of Haim, that taka is such a thing as Shinui, and Shinui is a siba to take off the Isser Esnan. But there's a Gzeres HaKasuv of Gam, and that means that it doesn't take off the Isser Esnan. So too, by Hilchas Geneva, there might be, in theory, that Shinui is a Siba to take off the Chiyuv HaShava, but they hold that Afal Pi Kein. It's because they learned from Gam, they say that it's not. The Lamais, it doesn't take off the Chiyuv HaShava. It's not sufficient. It's a Siba, but it's insufficient. If that's true, then maybe once years is added to it, and whatever the lumdus may be, but we know, let's say, you know, within our sheet, let's say outside of Beis Shammai, we know that when there's a shinui, but it's not sufficient, like what Tosfos on Samach Zayin calls a shinui katan, So then together with the year should become sufficient. So maybe Beis Shammai views every shinui as a shinui katan. And then together with the year, it could be kaina. And so over here, we're talking about Shinui Rishus, together with Yiyush, maybe Beis Shammai, over here, I admit, it's Tartil Reyesa, every Shinui starts off as a Shinui Katan. And Shinui Rishus, we're calling a Shinui Katan, even Ali Ben Helchasa, so this is a Shinui Katan Moed. But okay, maybe Afal Pikein, once it's Betzir with Yiyush, Beis Shammai is Moedem. That's Ulai, a possibility. I can't say that I have any Raya or, but I mean, except for Hagufa, I mean, Rashi learned the Gemara carefully. You know, Rashi knew that we were going quite to Beis Shammai over here, and yet Rashi says that Shinui Rishus would be kaino over here. So maybe that's the Eitza, that because there's a Yiyush over here, Beis Shammai would agree that that under such circumstances the Shinui could be kaino. Okay, but again, in a nutshell, I just want to chaz over what we leaving out the terutzim. We discovered two big kashas in this sugya on the Rambam and Rashi Shita. One is the Rebbeinu Peretz's kasha that if Shinui Rishus works b'teyres Shinui, why isn't the first Shinui Rishus sufficient? Why doesn't that count? And the other kasha was that if Shinui Rishus works b'teyres Shinui, then it shouldn't work according to Beis Shammai, and this Gemara is going according to Beis Shammai. Those are two problems that group of Rishonim have to contend with. That's the kitzur. Yeah, Ellie?
The question is not a question of Rambam, it's a question of Rashi. Is that correct?
I think both. Why
it's
more?
It's on Rashi and Lech Mishnah, it's not a question of Rashi.
You mean because the Rambam... No, it's a question on the Rambam...
Like Lech Mishnah, this is the source of the Rambam, but...
No, I think even if it's not the source, but... I mean, that makes it more poignant, I guess. But let's say it's not the source, but it's still got a shtim. If the Gemara is saying... Unless you mean... Because if you don't say the Lecha Mishnah, the Rambam doesn't know that this is the source, so maybe he would learn the V'loi Tema like Rabbeinu Peretz. But not for Rabbeinu Peretz's reason, that when it's out of order it doesn't work, but for this reason, that it's going to leave it to Beis Shammai.
Yeah.
That's an interesting idea. Right. The Rambam, I guess if we leave Rashi out of it, if it's just the Rambam, so there would be an eight. The Rambam could say an Echanam, the Argamar is not saying anything about Shinui Rishus. I think the Gemara says Shinui Rishus, yeah, but the Gemara says, well, like, but don't think that Shinui Rishus is kind, and he'll read Rabbeinu Peretz's way, that Shinui Rishus wouldn't be kind over here. But not for Rabbeinu Peretz's reason, that it's because Shinui Rishus needs Beteras Liyadeh, but because it's a Liyadeh de Beis Shammai. Okay, I hear maybe. But again, but it still wouldn't work on Liyadeh de Rashi, so we need a Yishuv. Okay. Zakti Gemara Vayter Itmar HaMoichel Lefnei Yiyush. A mechira that happens before the Yiyush of Nachman Amar Chayav, Rav Sheshes Amar Potter. Rav Nachman Amar Chayav. Now, we had earlier on the page that according to Rav, this is Chayav, and according to Rav Sheshes, this is Potter. And over here we have it according to Rav Nachman, it's Chayav, and according to Rav Sheshes, it's Potter. So, to this point, it seems like a similar machlokes to before. But now in this next line, we discover that there's something very different going on over here. Rav Nachman Amar Chayav. Umachre Amar Achmana v'hazovin. The terrorist said, sell it, and he sold it. Leishal fnei yish, leishal achar yish. I don't care if it's before yish or achar yish. If he sold it, then he's chayav the knas of dal dehei. Leishal fnei yish, leishal achar yish. That means Rav Nachman's not like Rav, because Rav holds the achar yish your potter, because Rav holds the yish is kainer. Now, when we were learning the Gemara at the top of the Amud, we saw there's a machlekes whether you're chayav before Yiyush, when it's Le'ahanu Ma'isav, there's a machlekes, Rav holds your chayav, Rav Sheshes holds you're not. But the impression you get learning the Gemara earlier, Rav Sheshes seemed to sort of be controlling the discussion. He brought all these riots that you shouldn't be cutting because you need a Hanu Ma'isav. But the Gemara had to be man nitchak to resolve all those kashas on Rav, because Rav couldn't say they need a Hanu Ma'isav, because according to Rav, the Yiyush is kainah, so you're not going to be chayav lachar Yiyush, because Shalayu Ma'ichar. So you can only be chayav before Yiyush. So it must be that you don't need a Hanu Ma'isav. So in the Gemara at the top of the Yom, we had the impression the only reason that the pashtus is that you need a Hanu Ma'isav. The only reason why one would come to the chiddush that you don't need a Hanu Ma'isav is because if you hold Yish is Kainah. If you hold Yish is Kainah, then Al Kerchach, Chiv is not Lachi Yish, it can only be before Yish. So Al Kerchach, you don't need a Hanu Ma'isav. It's only someone that's backed into the corner that would say that you don't need a Hanu Ma'isav. That was Rav at the top of the Yom, Rav against Rav Sheshes. When we come to this Gemara, we discover that no, that was That was only because we let Rav Sheshes control the conversation before. But Rav Nachman stands up to Rav Sheshes and says, I don't think you need a Hanumaisa. Not because I have any raya. Because I'm not backed into a corner. I hold a Yush is not kaina. So la'achar Yush, it's not Shalayhu Meicher. And you're chayav la'achar Yush. So I have no hechroch to say the chayav before Yush also. But I just hold the chayav before Yush. Because why not? The Torah says umachray and he umachray. He sold it. In other words, Rav Nachman holds misvara that you don't need a hanu myself. And Rav Sheshes holds that you do need a hanu myself. But here, neither one was forced into it. Each one is saying what he holds. So and as Rashi points out, so now we have, that means three opinions, as far as when there's a chiv dal vehei, on which mechir is a chiv dal vehei. Rav Shita is that it's dafka before Yish, and not after Yish, because after Yish, shalayu tevech shalayu, you're not going to be chayav. Rav Sheshes is on the opposite extreme. It's dafka la'acha Yish, and not before Yish, because before Yish, shalayu hanu maisav. So la'acha hanu maisav, you're not going to be chayav. And Rav Nachman says, no, it's bein lefnei Yish, bein la'acha Yish. Bein lefnei Yish, because I don't care that it's la'acha hanu maisav. Bein la'acha Yish, because I don't hold the Yish as kaina. So Rav Nachman holds that you're chayav in all cases. And the halach is like Rav Nachman. Or the Rambam, these passages like Rav Nachman. Now you're chayav bein lefnei Yish, bein la'acha Yish, meaning because, like we already said, we saw in the Rosh that we don't pass in Yush is Kaina, Yush Kadi, we pass in Yush Kadi is not Kaina. But now this is new. And the Rambam is telling us, and we don't pass in they need a Hanu Maisav. He passes like Rav Nachman that you don't need a Hanu Maisav. Okay. So Rav Nachman says, Umachayam Rahman of Azovin, Loshal Tanish, Loshal Achayish, Rav Papa Amar Potter, because Chiv will Achay Yushu da Hanu Maisav, the Chiv is only when it's a Hanu Maisav, Lafneish, Le Hanu Maisav, Le Mechayav. And Rav Sheshes says, how do I know that you need a Hanu Maisav? Do me the Tvicha, but you know the Hanu Maisav. Because just like the Tvicha is a Hanu Maisav, so Mechir also has to be a Hanu Maisav. Okay, I'm Rav Sheshes. We'll come back to that. I'm Rav Sheshes, Minu Aminu La. So this next Gemara is a repeat of the Gemara at the top of the Amma, Minu Aminu La, Desanya, Rav Kivim, Neyma, Amma, Tera, Tavach, Umach, Mashal, Dal, Vem, Nish, Nishtarish, Pechet. Because he assumes that nishtarish means that it became more solidified, that now it's unreversed, it's irreversible. So you see that the chiv is la'achar yish. You see that the chiv is dafka la'achar yish. That's his kasha on Rav Nachman. And the Gemara answers, who amar? I'm sorry. Elav la'achar yish, who? If you need nishtarish, so it must be the chiv is dafka la'achar yish. Amar rov amar p'nei sheshana b'chei. No. It's not nishtarish b'chet, it's shana b'chet, or nishtarish b'chet means shana b'chet, that's how it becomes nishtarish b'chet, and then it's not a right that you need a hanu ma'isav. Toshma tvachim b'chari, ma tvichas shayne chazeres, ha vachish shayne chazeres, eim asin leim alafnei yish, amayne chazeres, el la'acha yish, v'sham yach yuva la'acha yishu, you see that it's tafka la'acha yish, tigum Rav Nachman, prat l'shikn lo'y l'shloishim yoyim. No, it doesn't really mean eine chazeres, that the sale actually has to be chal in a way that's eine chazeres, it just means that the sale that you have to attempt has to be one that was meant to be in a chazeres, prat l'shiknol l'shloshim yayin. Okay, that Gemara was a repeat. We saw it already. Then the Gemara continues. Va'afra Belazar savar chiyuvei la'achar yiyoshum. Rav Belazar agrees with Rav Sheshes that the chiyuv is dafka la'achar yiyosh. The Amar Belazar teida shastam ganev yiyosh baylam hu shorei amr teri tevach umachar mashal tishlumei arba v'chamisha. Rav Elazar was going on the Machlaikis of Shimon and the Rabbanon in Maseches Kalim, which we know, of course, not because we learned Maseches Kalim, but from Daf Samach Hei, and it was, we also saw that it was brought down on Kuf Yud Daled, as we saw in the Tesis, the long Tesis about Ula. But we know primarily from the Gemara on Samach Vav, Samach Vav on Beit. There's the Mishnah in Kalim brings down a Machlaikis in which the Tanakhama holds Stam Geneva Yish Bailam, Stam Gezela is not Yish Bailam, and Rav Shimon holds just the opposite, Stam Gezela is Yish Bailam, Stam Geneva is not Yish Bailam. And Rav Elazar says, I'll bring you a riot to the Tanakhama, at least to half of the Tanakhama, he's not getting involved in Stam Gezela. Interestingly, just as an aside, it's a funny thing in that Machlekes Hanayim, that there seems to be an assumption that only one of them is Yish Bailam, so it's either this one or that one. It's like, it seems like it's a double Machlekes. Why can't it be both? The Tanakhama thinks that Stam Ganeva is Yish Bailam, not Gezela. Now, Rav Shimon says, well, why think Stam Gezela is Yish Bailam? Okay, so let it be both. Anyway, he punked also happened to hold that Stam Ganeiv is not Yish Bailam. So, like, by coincidence, they had opposite opinions, and theoretically there could be a third opinion that both of them are Yish Bailam. Or is there something more to it? I'm saying that, I don't know if you see what I'm getting at, I'm not being clear. It's a strange machlokes. If the Torah never told us anything about it, so I understand Tanaim could argue about whether Stam Ganeiv is Yish Bailam. I understand that Tanaim could argue about whether Stam Gazela is Yish Bailam. But Misvar, I would think that the two machlokes are not totally zebizet. One can hold either way on Ganeiva and still either way on Gazela. So it seems surprising, you know, I meet a Tana that holds one of them is and one of them is not. And now another Tana that's going to argue could very well have argued and said, I think both of them are. Or I think both of them are not. But the only two shittas that we have are that either Dafka Ganeiva or Dafka Gazela, which seems like an odd coincidence. It just seems like an odd coincidence that the Tana that argued on the Tana, or Shimon who argued on the Tana Kama about Ganeiva, he also argued about Gazela, even though the two are totally unrelated to each other. So there's a mashmos from here that somehow was a given to the Tanayim. There's some raid in the Achrayim that people try to suggest various mahalchim to this, that for some reason it was a given that only one of them is Yish Bailam. And then the question becomes, so which one is more likely? That's the mashmos that some Achrayim take out of the Mishnah. But anyway, Rebbe Lazar is coming to prove that some Ganeiva Yish Bailam, which means to prove what the Tanna Kamma said is true, but it's not so clear whether he necessarily means to be passing entirely like the Tanna Kamma, not Reb Shimon, or maybe he's just getting involved in one of the issues. But be that as it may, Rebbe Lazar says, I'll prove to you that Stam Ganeiva is Yish Bailam, because we know that the Torah is Mechayev Dal Vehei when you sell it. V'tilmalei Ayish. Meaning, Rebbe Lazar was assuming that the Torah would only be Mechayev Dal Vehei if the Lekeach was Kaina. Why is the Lekeach Kaina? Because there's a Shini Rishus. But Shini Rishus only works with a Yish. How did the Torah know that the Ghana was Miyash? V'dumalei Yish. Elalav, Yishun Dermin, Stam Ganeiva, Yish Bailam. You see, the Torah was expecting that in every Ganeiva, or at least in a Stam Ganeiva, the owner would be Miyash. V'dil ma'afal gav delaye Yish. So now the Gemara says, the Gemara who wanted to prove that Rav Elazar holds like Rav Sheshes, the Gemara speaks out. Maybe the Torah will be mechayev him even without a yish, even though you're not kaina amri leisal kadaita. No, that Rav Elazar obviously holds that we wouldn't say that. So that's just like Rav Sheshes, they need hanu ma'isav. And then Rav Elazar continues his words and he says, v'ilif ne yish mayahanu. If there was no yish, then there wouldn't be Hanu Maisav. So obviously the Torah was assuming that there was a Yish, and that's a right to the Tana Kama in Kalim that Stam Ganeiv is Yish Bailim. The Gemara, now this next line is totally Agavurach, it's not Negeah to our Sugya, but the Gemara asks on Rabbi Lazar, how do you're proving from the Parsha, from the Pasuk in the Chumash, that the Ganeiva had a Yish, but how do you know that means Stam Ganeiva has a Yish? Yeah, the Ganeiva in the Pasuk had a Yish. But v'dilma d'shamini d'ayayish. Maybe the case of the pasuk is that we heard him say v'ayla l'chzar and kiss. The Torah says that if the ganav sells it, he's chayav d'al v'hei, and you're convinced that only makes sense if there's a yish. Okay, fine, I'll grant you that. But how do you know that means stam ganav yish b'aylam? Maybe that means the Torah was only chayav d'al v'hei in a case where the owner was m'yayish. And the Gemara says la'isal k'taytach d'mi d'tvicha matvicha la'altar v'machir la'altar. Just like the tvicha. You don't have to wait till certain conditions are met before you have the chiyuv. If you steal a cow and you shecht it, you chayav dal v'hei. So mechira also, you don't have to wait till any conditions are met. If you steal a cow and you shecht it, you chayav dal v'hei. So it's not dafka only if we already heard that the owner was miyayish. It's in all circumstances. So you see that it's stam ganeiva. Stam ganeiva yish bailam. Okay. Now let's take a look at the taste. The taste of Amin Aleph, which is negated, it's a shaykh to the Gemara Namah Beis, and it's going on these words, Matvicha da Hanu Maisav. Now, really, those words we had on Amin Aleph also in Rav Sheshes, but the taste is going on Amid Beis is going on Rav Elazar because Tesis is Kasha is that there's a steer in Rav Elazar. But I want to see this Tesis not because of the discussion about the steer in Rav Elazar, but because Tesis is clearing Hakira about what's the meaning of Hanumaisa. When we say, that we had it already a few times on this daf, Rav Sheshes a few times in Rav Elazar, that the Mechira has to be Lacha Yiyosh because it has to be a Hanumaisa. How do I know the Mechira has to be a Hanumaisa? Because it's compared to Tvicha, it's written next to Tvicha. And Tvicha is a Hanumaisa, so Ma, Tvicha is a Hanumaisa, so too Mechira. What do you mean when you say that Tvicha is a Hanumaisa? When you shech the cow, it's a Hanumaisa, it helps. So Tesis starts off assuming, Tesis' first pshat, and this is probably not the pshat that you thought, but this is what Tesis thinks is the Pasha pshat, that the Hanumaisa of Tvicha means the same as the Hanumaisa of Mechira. What does Hanumaisav mean by Mechira? That the Lekeach is Koina. It means a Kinyan, that a Kinyan is Chal. So a Hanumaisav by Tvicha, Tesis thinks, also means that a Kinyan is Chal. I think maybe it's a surprising pshat. I don't know why Tesis thought that was the Pasha pshat. But Tesis starts off with that pshat. The Mat Tvicha da Hanumaisav means that just like by Tvicha, the Kinyan is Chal. What do you mean? What Kinyan is Chal? It means Shinui. Because Tvicha is a Shinui. And you changed it from an animal into meat, and that's a shinui, and everybody knows that shinui is kindness, so that's Tvicha Hanumaisa. Fratais is the kasha, that there's a Gemara in Daf Yud Aleph, where Rabbi Lazar himself said something that indicates that shinui is not kindness. That Gemara, well, we're not going to go into it, that Gemara has a lot of pshat, but Tais says that it's not the only pshat, but Tais says that there were coins of Rashbam's pshat. I must, but the Sefer Rabbi Lazar shinui kindness, the Hanumaisa, mashmalaf, gimishas. The Hanu Ma'isav Mashmalaf Kimushas Bailim Dim Dahanu Ma'isav Mechira. The words Hanu Ma'isav of Tvicha should mean the same thing as they mean by Mechira. That you're crying it from the owner of a Kashal, the Purishas Bam, the Farish Parakama, Ahad Amar Ula Amar of Allah, the Shaman Laganam, the Gazan, the Hainal, Inim Chas, the Vedal, the Hainal, the Shim, the Loy, Kanal, the Gazan, the Shinui. The Rashbam says that those words of Ula Amar of Allah and Daf Yud Aleph mean that Shinui isn't Kaina. So if on Daf Yud Aleph he holds that Shinui isn't Kaina, so what does he mean when he says Tvicha is a Hanu Ma'isav? So the Eshleim Aratesis answers. So two things. So let's first do the Inami. Inami, that's really what's more negeya for this sugya, for today's sugya. Inami, ahanu ma'isav t'tvicha, ahanu shemachas shem in a bailam, v'lav d'kani lay. V'lay avik ahanu ma'isav t'mechira. But the ahanu ma'isav of t'vicha is not exactly the same as ahanu ma'isav of mechira. By mechira means that the ganav is kaina, or the lekeach is kaina. It means the kinyan is chal. By t'vicha doesn't mean the kinyan is chal, but what it means is that it makes it that the Bailam at least is never going to get back what he lost. He's never going to get back the animal. Even if you're still chayav to give this back, because Shinui is not kind of, but what you're giving back is not going to be an animal. So it's a Hanu Maisav that the Bailam will never see his animal again. Matvicha da Hanu Maisav that the Bailam will never see his animal again. Why? Because there is no animal left. Af Mechira da Hanu Ma'isav that the Bible will never see the animal again. Why? I have the animal right there. Oh, because the Lekeach was kind and he's not going to return it. So it's a little bit of a different type of Hanu Ma'isav. But Tzitzis Maskana is that a Hanu Ma'isav by Tvicha means that the owner is not going to see his animal. Because there is no more animal. Rabbi Peretz writes that Rabbi Peretz, without going through the whole, he doesn't bring down the Gemara and the Fidal, the Kashrut, the Stira. He just says, Pshat and Hanu Ma'isav, Rabbeinu Peretz says, is that when you shecht an animal, so it's dead. It can't not be chal, because what are you doing? You're killing it. So that's for sure works. That's what it is a Hanu Ma'isav. A mechira could be chal or not chal, but a killing is a mitzvah. So it's a Hanu Ma'isav, that if you kill it, it's dead. There's nothing to talk about. I mean, there's no such thing as a Hanu Ma'isav. So it's automatically a Hanu Ma'isav. There's no alternative. On that thing, we're saying that. From there, we learned to Mechira, that that's also a Hanu Ma'isav. So there's three pshatim here in the Gemara. I mean, among the Balei Taisis, about what a Hanu Ma'isav means. It means either a Hanu Ma'isav, Taisis thinks it's the Pasha pshat, that it means that the Ganav is Koinet. So just like Tvicha makes a Kinyan, so too Mechira makes a Kinyan. That's what the Gemara means, that Ma Tvicha Hanu Ma'isav, Mechira Hanu Ma'isav, or that it affects the Bailam, that he's never going to get his animal back, or that it's not really talking about inyani geneva at all. Not that the ganav is koyin, not that the bailam loses it, but it's just saying that tficha is a mitziyistic thing, and therefore there's no such thing as not working. Now, in the line that we skipped in Tesis, the first test before the inyani v'yesh leimar, so here Tesis wants to say shtukal teira. Here Tesis wants to say shtukal teira. That, yeah, there's a Gemara in Afyad Aleph, where Rabbi Elazar doesn't hold the Shinui, but over here in our sugya, it sounds like he does hold the Shinui again, because Tesis thinks the Pasha Peshad of Ahana Maisav is that it means that Shinui is Kaina. So here he holds Shinui is Kaina. So look at the words of Tesis. Yeh Shlema, Zadavka v'Shinui she'in agazim eisav yadayim v'loi kani, k'goyin sh'meisav eima, avol v'Shinui sh'oisav agazim yadayim, k'goyin t'vira moidir Rabbi Elazar d'kani. Tesis says you could be Mechalek. Again, we're not really learning the sugya of Shinui now. But Tesis says, I have a steer of Elazar in two places. Shinui is kind of Shinui, not kind of Zuck. Tesis, there's two different kinds of Shinui. And Tesis refers to what's sort of an old Shikol Torah that, I mean, it's a long time since we were learning Shinui, but when we were learning Shinui, we talked a lot of times about this difference between a Shinui via Dayan and a Shinui via Meila. And Tesis says, maybe Elazar makes that difference, and he agrees that Shinui is kind of by Shinui via Dayan, but he holds that it's not kind of by Shinui via Meila. But what I want to just bring out, we mentioned this when we were learning, is that the words of Tosfos, this Tosfos is really the source of the tzad that we call Biyadayim. Gazlan Oisa, Shinu She'ina Gazlan Oisa Biyadayim, that's the kind that's not correct. Now, Shinu She'isa Gazlan Biyadayim. If you remember, we had a Chakira, we had two Pshatim, and how to learn this Chilo. What are the two categories of a Shinu Biyadayim and Shinu Mimela? Does Biyadayim mean that it requires an action versus Mimela means it happens by itself? Or does Biyadayim mean that the Galilean does it versus Mimela means that someone else does it? In other words, the Nafkamina being, if there's an outside force, a third party or the wind that does it, is that called Mimela because it's not the Galilean doing it himself? Or is that called Biyadayim because it's not really automatic, it doesn't happen naturally? So from this Tosis, there was a makor to that first way of saying it. That Biyadayim means that the Gazlan's doing it. That's the lashon of Tosis over here. Shinu she Gazlan eis Biyadayim. Back then we mentioned that there's such a tzad. This Tosis is the makor for that tzad. Okay, turning back to the Gemara of Beis, Amar le Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says,
sorry, quick question. Why in the discussion on Ahanu Maisav, why does Tosfot, why is Tosfot like reluctant to say the first shot of just like Tficha is a Kenyan, so to Mechira has to be?
Because if you learn that way, then it's Muchach that Shini is Kaina, that Rabbi Elazar who's speaking here holds that Shini is Kaina, but on Daf Yud Aleph, Rabbi Elazar holds that Shini is Ain't Kaina. Okay, back on top of the base, only Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Elazar, Geneva Benefa Shekiach. You, Rabbi Elazar, as well as Rabbi Sheshes, you hold that. There's only Chiv Dal Vehe when it's a Hanu Maisav. So, what are you going to say about Geneva B'Nefesh? She'in Yush Bailam V'Chayav. What's Geneva B'Nefesh? There's a parish in the Torah of Hagoinev Nefesh U'Macharai Mois Yumas. There's a Chiv Misa for kidnapping, but it's not directly for kidnapping. It's only for what I think nowadays is called human trafficking. Hagoinev Nefesh U'Macharai. If a person kidnaps somebody, abducts someone, and keeps them for himself, keeps them as a slave, or keeps them as a child, right? That you're not chayav misa for. But if you steal someone and sell him, then there is mechayav misa for that. So there's a tanai of a machray. Now, is that mechira going to be chal? Zakhtar Yechanan says, in yish bailam, there's no yish, and Rashi writes, Rashi writes, "Geneva nefesh, hagen nefesh mechari in kan yish she'in odem misyayish al atzmai. Nobody is ever misyayish on himself. So there's surely not yish over here." Mechazchinuch has an interesting ha'ara. Mechazchinuch says, "Let's say there was yish. Let's say a person was misyayish on himself. So there was yish. There's yish. There's shini reshus. Are there kinyanim on people? Could you be kinda a baby? Were we talking about this last week with the?" No, I don't think we talked about this in class, but I guess I talked about it at home maybe, or in shul, I don't remember. But with the B'nai Achaya, B'nai Chameis, is there Bailis, is there Kinyanim over there? You can't, if you kidnap somebody, right? The baby is born into the Jones family. And Mr. Smith comes and takes him away and sells him to the Rodriguez's. So now, is Mr. Rodriguez praying to the baby? There's no bailus, no kinyanim. So Avada is like a Hanumaisa, but it's still a Smith baby. So it's not Shaykh Olinin of a Hanumaisa. So the Mechas Chinuch says the Lashon of the Gemara is Lav Dafka. The Gemara says, Ein Yush Bailim. That's not really like Mabu Gemara. But Rashi and Maisa sounds like it takes the Gemara very literally. The Gemara Rashi says, Ein Yush Bailim, because the Messiah says, Ein on the Messiah Shalatzmai. It's maybe there's a Dvar Hesoyeris over here, that even if it's been a Sherezman, and you feel like you haven't been shtagging so much, Ein on the Messiah Shalatzmai, next man's going to be better, even the end of this man is going to be better. But Al Kopanim, the Gemara of Yechanan, saying to Rishlat, to Rabbi Lazar, how could you learn that by Dalav Vehei you only chayav your Hanu Maisav? In that parashi is surely no Hanu Maisav, and yet you're chayav over there, so why can't you chayav over there also without a Hanu Maisav? Okay, so that was Rabbi Yechanan's tiny to Rabbi Lazar. We don't get any response to that. The Gemara is not interested in the response. The Gemara is more interested in Rabbi Yechanan. Michal, the son of Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan here is on record. If he attacks Rabbi Lazar, so he's on record as saying that you don't need a Hanu Maisav. So fine. So he's on the same side as Rav and Rav Nachman, against Rav Blazer, against Rav Sheshis, he holds that you don't need a Hanu Maisav, so you chayav afnei yir. La'acha yirish mayim. What does he hold about la'acha yirish? Meaning, because like we pointed out on Amun Aleph, we now know that the two machlekes are not toli zebzeh. Earlier we thought they were toli zebzeh, but now we know that they're not. He holds that you chayav afnei yirish. Now that might be like Rav, you chayav afnei yirish, because there's no alternative. That's the only time that you could be chayav, because la'acha yirish is shalei tevayach, because Yush is kind of, or maybe not. Maybe he holds that Yechayev before Yush, like Rav Nachman, who said that Umachrayam Rachmanu Hazavim, that Yechayev all the time. So we want to know, what does Rav Yechanan hold about Lacha Yush? Meaning, does Rav Yechanan hold that Yush is kind of, so you'll be Patur, or that Yush isn't kind of? So essentially, when the Gemara over here asks Lacha Yush Mai, now in this very, very last step in the Sugi of Yush, what the Gemara really means to be saying is, let's go back all the way to the beginning, and Machalik is Rabbi and Rav Yosef, Yush, kind of Yush, any kind of. What does the Vyakhanan hold? Does the Vyakhanan hold that Yush is kind or not? So la'acha Yush mai, Rav Yechanan amar chayov, because Yush is not kaina. Rish Lakish amar putter, because Rish Lakish holds that Yush is kaina. So we now know that the machlaikis that we once called the machlaikis Rav and Rav Yosef, and a second time we called it a machlaikis Rav and Rav Sheshes, we now have a third cast of characters. In that machlekes, the dramatis personae now include Rabbi Yechanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yechanan holds Yush, Ene Kaina, Yush Kedi, and Rish Lakish holds Yush is Kaina. Rabbi Yechanan Amar Chayev Chiyuv Emelch Nei Yishrein Lachay Yush, Rish Lakish Amar Potach Yivu Nei Yishu Rav Lachay Yush Kana, and Shalei Tevech and Shalei Humaycha. Okay, so that's the end of the Gemara that I wanted to cover, because Eisvei, that, I mean, obviously, we're starting with the word, next week we're going to start with the word Eisvei, that means it's the continuation of Shaka Vataria, but it's really a new topic. We're not, the Kashas are going to have to be, you know, a part of the old Shaka Vataria, but the Inyan is going to be the Inyan of Eini Vershusei, which is going to dominate the next, let's say, three Amudim. So that's the sugya that we're going to start next time. If you want to just take a look at one interesting Tosfos, interesting in a non-lumdish kind of a way. I just want to show you. Right, so the Gemara ends up discovering that Rav Yechanan is on the same side as Rav Yosef, that Yush is not Kaina. Okay, it says Tema. So the Chayri came on Karabo, the Yush could be Kaina. What does he mean, the Chayri came on? Why is he the Chayri came on Karabo? Because that's our usual rule. Rabbi Yosef, the halacha usually follows Rabbi. And then my flag between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef, the usual rule is that the halacha is like Rabbi. But Kaimel Rabbi Yechon and Gabi Rish Lakish, Shechiyu Be'af Lachar Yirush, that also because that's one of our rules, that between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish, the halacha is like Rabbi Yechon, and that's a Gemara in Yevamos, that the Gemara says there are certain exceptions, but the general rule is that we pass like Rabbi Yechon over Rish Lakish. So Tezus says that we have a dilemma over here. There's a stira in Psak. Right? Like we saw, there's a lot of maduras of this machlaikis, but the way it was first presented is machlaikis Rav Rav Yosef, so the rule should dictate that Allah is Yish Kedi is Kaina. In the last version of the machlaikis Rav Yosef and Rish Lakish, then the rule should dictate that Yish Kedi is not Kaina. So there's a stira. V'yesh Leimar, so Taisa says, to answer the Sira, the Efshu de Lekaimelan, Lekarava, Veleker of Yechanan, the Kama Mirai Nechelku Vishne Elu Advarim. What does he mean by that? That we might not pass like a Yechanan or like Rava, he doesn't mean that we might not pass like either of them. Obviously, we have to pass like one of them. But what he means is that none of the rules apply. We don't have to pass like this Rava, even though we usually have a rule. Rava, Rav, we pass like Rava. We don't have to pass like him. We don't have to pass like a Yechanan, even though we usually have a rule. Rav Yechanan, Shlach, Shalach, like a Yechanan. We don't have to pass like this Yechanan because those rules are only when it's one against one. Rava versus Rav Yosef, we pass like Rava. Rav Yechanan versus Shlach. But when you have a big machlekes with lots of names on either side, then the rules don't apply. And that's the end of the Tosfos. So what I find so fascinating about this Tosfos is that Tosfos does not care what the halacha is. Meaning Tosfos was bothered that on the one hand we should pass it like this, on the other hand we should pass it like that. So you'd think that he means to say, so how do we paskin? But that's not what he, you know, this Tosfos, I think, really sort of dramatizes what Tosfos saw as their tafkid. Tosfos is not a halacha sefer. The Rosh would take this Tosfos and then continue it to the bottom line. Tosfos's purpose is always to figure out how to make all the sugyas shtim, to learn Gemara in such a way that the Gemara that I'm learning today doesn't have a steer from a different Gemara somewhere else. That's Tosfos's purpose. So over here, he brought in how we paskin only because there was a stira. That was the only aspect of it that interested him. He wouldn't have brought in the shaila of how do we paskin if not for the fact that there's one Gemara that indicates that we paskin like Rav Yechanan, another Gemara that indicates that we paskin like Rabba. So then the alarm bell goes off, oh, we need a Tosfos for this. The stira, that's where I come in. I'm Tosfos, I deal with stiras. But I don't deal with halacha, with what's the halacha. That's not Tosfos' purview. So once he says, oh, the stira is not a stira, so even though he had already raised the question of, we have a stira and how to paskin, okay, you're on your own. You figure out how to paskin. Right? We saw the Rush. The Rush says that we paskin like a Yosef. He's just not kaina. But Tosfos doesn't go there. Tosfos just ends the discussion over here. It shows the difference between the role of Tosfos and the role of the Rush. Okay. It's not quite a theme, but Hadron Alach, the sugya of Yiyush, and Amis Hashem, Sunday, we're starting with the sugya of Eni Rishusai. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, Matt.